Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
He's out!
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Keep my head up.
Oh, the Rough
is an idiot.
What?
Yeah, I would, too.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Rough is an idiot.
You're an idiot, suit.
Wow.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Ooh-wee.
All right, we're all fired up. We're all Mariner fans in here now.
Cal Raleigh just made one of the best throws
you'll
ever see.
What?
What?
What? Threw a guy out second base.
And he needed it to be exactly perfect, and it was.
So the Mariners are up 1-0. They are headed to the top of the fifth. Is that right? Or no, bottom four.
Bottom of four. Right?
And the M's, they look pretty good. Like, you knew this game was going to come down to the little things. I mean, these playoff games, like, you go back to the Phillies-Dodgers last night, it's going to be that kind of game.
Yeah.
And in that game, you want to talk about the impact of one non-strike call? One.
Yeah.
The kid, Alex Call, who ended up walking, Christopher Sanchez was still out there. I think the Phillies were up 1-0, or it might have been tied at that time. I can't remember which run he was. I think he was the tying run. Sanchez threw a strike to strike him out, but it was called a ball. Call actually ended up walking and coming around to score the tying run.
Yeah.
If that call is correct, the one call, he doesn't score, and the Phillies might win that game 1-0. It comes down to the tiniest things, and I will say, so far, the Mariners, they have stolen a run because Josh Naylor doubled, stole third, and then was hit home on a sack fly.
Yeah.
And just a minute ago, Cal Raleigh threw out a runner trying to steal at second base. So they are, I mean, they just, the little things so far have gone to the Mariners, and that's what it takes to win games like
this. Schultz even said it. It feels like Kirby is getting the benefit of some strike calls that Skubal is not. I mean, he had one, he had a strikeout early in the game that was, I mean, it wasn't even close. And they rung him up. So, yeah, it's like all those little things, but at the same time, it is kind of scary that all those little things, and it's still a 1-0 game.
Well, although, it's going to be that type of game. Yeah. I mean, you're facing the best pitcher in the American League.
Well, the nice part is he's going into the bottom of the fourth already having thrown 54 pitches.
Yeah,
so
they got him at 54.
That's
good.
He struck out the side, but he needed almost, I think, 19, 20 pitches to do it. So yeah, at least your working counts.
Mm, yes. Early momentum.
It's power v. power. Skubal just struck out Raleigh in the last inning on a 101-mile-an-hour fastball right down the pipe. Like, yeah, you're going to challenge guys, but it's going to be with 1-0-freaking-2.
Yep. He's got 7 strikeouts, but you managed to scratch a run across. By the way,
love this
how
stuff
on earth did they let Josh Naylor get a 9-foot lead? Is it because he's fat and looks like a pirate that no one expects him to steal?
It's like they forget because he's a first baseman that, dude, he's a 20 and 30 guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He stole 20 this year?
Yeah, I think he did.
He did. 20 stolen. No, he hit 20 home runs and stole 30
bases. He stole 30 bases.
Yes. I will go look this up to confirm
it. I remember when he got to Seattle, people were like, dude, this guy is a terror on the base pass. And you look at him, you're like, how? I still can't believe how good that throw was. They keep replaying it. It's ridiculous.
Well, we've got Mark Sanchez stumble video.
It's not good.
Dude.
They've got Mark dead to rights.
Well, yeah, but we already had Mark. It's just weird. Like, what is he doing?
Well, and did you see TMZ break down the whole thing?
I haven't. What do you mean break down? I've seen it on TMZ. I saw the video.
So TMZ went basically minute by minute and laid out this is what he was doing.
Well, what was he doing, though?
Stumbling around an alley?
Well, okay. So we're saying the same things. Yes, I have seen that video. The question is what the hell was he up to? So let me describe it.
Yeah.
So he is out near the loading dock area where he eventually runs into the truck driver. He is walking down that alley. There's another guy walks down the alley on the other side, but it seems to be just some random.
But the problem with that is, so this is what TMZ did. He was the street that the alley, I don't know, the street you have to go on to turn down the alley.
Yeah.
He was drunk. He was stumbling. They have video of him for 20 plus minutes stumbling back and forth.
Well, I know. That's on what I'm that describing. Street. So hold on. So he's in the alley. The first one is he's in the alley and he's stumbling down towards the main street where you have to turn in to get to the alley, right? That's where the truck will pull in.
Yeah.
He is stumbling. Again, he's drunk, so you can tell he's kind of wobbly. He walks down to the main street. He is walking back and forth on the main street by himself.
Yep.
There is a woman that walks by, looks at him, but keeps going. So again, nothing there. He then walks, stumbles back up the alley and back down, and then sets up shop on the corner. Like, it's almost like he's waiting or looking for someone or waiting for someone.
Seems like it.
But then a guy comes up and he has an exchange with Sanchez. And this guy is going out of his way to stay away from Mark Sanchez. Like, he can tell something's not right. And so he kind of walks around him and talks to him. And you can see him barking something back at him. But you can't tell what he says. And then he walks out of the frame. Sanchez then stumbles again back up the... No, sorry. He starts sprinting. Sanchez starts running back up the alley. This is where it gets weird, is that he's running back up the alley. He's now freaking out about something. And that's where the truck is already there. The truck had pulled in the meantime. And that's where he has the run-in with the truck driver. And then he runs back. Then, when he gets stabbed and all that happens, he runs back down to the main street and stumbles down that road.
Yeah, for another couple minutes until they pick him up. And I guess the police say that they haven't released the video yet, but they said they have multiple angles of the actual assault. And I guess Sanchez pulls him out of the truck. The guy stayed in the truck. Sanchez reaches in, supposedly, grabs the guy. That's when he pepper sprays him. Sanchez gets down from the truck, gets back up into the truck, slams the guy onto the ground. That's where the dude's face got lit up, and that's where then he stabs him and stumbles off. So, I mean, the whole thing is just it's crazy watching him. Like, how?
What was he doing? Do you think he was simply just wasted and didn't really know what he was doing?
I don't know, man.
Was he waiting for a lady of the evening?
I tend to think if you're wandering around like that at 12:30 at night, roaming a random street in an alley, I think you're looking for drugs or you're looking for a woman. Or you're
showed up.
Although he may have just been so S-faced that he had no idea what he was doing. Maybe he was just blackout drunk. But like you said, in the alley, then on the street, wandering, leaning up against a dumpster, talking to someone. I want to hear from the guy. I'd be interested to know and I'm sure they're going to interview him. What did the conversation have between the random guy and Sanchez? And then why do you run? Why does he run?
Exactly. He starts freaking out. Weird. Dude, it's so weird.
The other one I wonder, too, is was he on something other than alcohol?
Yeah.
You know.
That's possible.
If you're, you know.
I mean, you know.
You never
He's Mark Sanchez.
So it says you can't park here, grease boy. Yeah, of all the like, of all the things, you just a random truck in an alley somehow triggers you to go sprinting and start assaulting someone because you can't park there. What do you say? The hotel wouldn't want you to park here. It's unbelievable. It really is one of the more insane stories. And by the way, I hope he goes to jail. Something tells me he won't. Scooble struck out another one, by the way. He'll plea it down or whatever, but I mean, dude, he effed that guy up. That old man, and it's an old man. That's just, you're a 70-year-old man basically just delivering freaking oil at 12:30 at night, and you gotta deal with this crap. You imagine you're sitting in the truck and like you're just like, what? Huh? Huh? And then some dude reaches up and starts trying to yank you out of the window.
Pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, by the way, your career, Mark, is done.
R.I.P. Sister Jean, Suit killed her. And we have big Long John Silver's news.
I can't wait. I was just thinking to myself, I need Long John Silver news, and here it is.
Those items coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we buried the lead today. The big sports news of the day is that Sister Jean has passed.
Yeah.
Gone way too soon.
102?
No, she was 106, dude.
Well, then.
And she just retired like 2 weeks ago. She got robbed of retirement.
Maybe she didn't want. Well, that is the definition of retirement, right? She's, you know, she's retired.
What? You're calling death retirement?
That is retirement. That's the definition of retirement. Okay. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm retired. That is the definition of retirement.
I just retired from my body. I'm done.
Sister G knows where she's going.
Isn't it wild how it happened too? Did you guys read fentanyl?
What?
Sister G was what were the silver snorters?
Yeah, she was a silver snorter.
Dude. You imagine if Sister Jean died doing blow? Don't you think they cover that up for her? You sweep that under the rug.
I don't think so. I think you put it out there. Like, yeah, Sister Jean.
I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
Can the nuns party? I don't know. Like the.
I guess that's true.
Well, nuns and priests can drink, right?
Yeah, nuns can't do it, right?
No. They're married to Jesus or the Lord. I don't know which one.
I thought they could drink if they're Lutheran. It depends on what religion, right?
I think priests and nuns can drink, right? I know priests can. It's the whole little bit of the old Irish sacrament. So can nuns? And if you can drink, can you, can you do a little... Oh, like, where's the...
Well, what about weed? Like, weed's legal?
Yeah, I don't know where all that... Well, that works. Like, I was raised in a church where you couldn't do anything. But like, I think the Catholics, I think, are a little more lenient because Sister Jean was a Catholic, right?
Yeah, she's Catholic. Yeah, they were Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
If you don't know who she is, she was the chaplain for the Loyola Chicago basketball team.
King Catholic.
The old lady in the wheelchair. That struck out Javi Baez.
Yes, Catholic nuns can drink.
Can they?
It is not forbidden by the church.
Well, what about a gummy?
I don't know.
Legal, just like booze.
Ooh, about this. How about this? The vow of abstinence is a personal choice and not a requirement for all nuns.
Really?
Some orders have historically brewed or consumed alcohol. Some modern covenants incorporate it into their...
Wait, a nun brews alcohol?
Some historically have.
She's a brewer?
Yeah, some have run bars and, you know...
Dude, that's great!
Yeah.
There's a good theme there. Good nun-themed bar.
So nuns...
Bar.
Can do it?
Have you ever been to the Bible Club?
Not from the bottom of the well.
Oops,
dude, I'll tell you what. If there was a nunnery that also served as a speakeasy. You get me to go to that.
Yeah, I'd go to that too. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good idea.
I had no idea that says nuns take vows such as chastity, poverty, and obedience, but abstinence from alcohol is not one of the vows. But it says that the chastity one might be optional. Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you do that? What do you mean?
Why would you take that vow if you don't have to?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you gave priests the option to do it or not do it, is anyone like, no, I don't want to?
Well, they do it anyway, right?
I know, right? I wonder that sometimes, like, how many of the priests are... I mean, look, we know other things have gone on there, you know?
Well, look, I don't want to get into that whole thing, but yes. I mean, they're... Stunningly, you have urges, even when you're a priest.
Yeah. So, the Catholic priests do have to stay abstinent. But the nuns apparently don't. So...
Wonder why.
I don't know. Oh, I thought nuns had to. I thought you had to take a vow of celibacy. Because I think, like, the monks and stuff, too. I think, like, the Buddhist monks, I think they do that as well. I think they go the no sexy time, which... just seems like the oddest thing in the world to me. I mean, look, you practice your religion however you want to practice it, but if you're here for like an earthly experience, wouldn't sex be part of that?
Couldn't agree more. When do you think the last time Sister Jean did it?
I don't think Sister Jean has ever done it. Something tells me. So we had a 106-year-old virgin.
I don't think so.
You think Sister Jean?
Well, let me see if she has kids.
Jean, was she married?
No, I bet she wasn't married.
Because she seems like the type that would not engage unless she was married.
Oh, no biological children.
Yeah, I don't think she ever did it.
Ever?
Nah.
God, can you imagine that? Ever?
Yeah, I mean...
just not a... like...
at some point, right, is it just become like a... you don't even think about it anymore?
Yes, I would imagine it. You take the vow of celibacy, I think there probably comes a time where you can actually just rid that of your... like, you don't even...
yeah.
Even the urges, sure. Or all, like, the natural stuff, you just...
if I had to... If you had to do the celibacy thing, at what age do you think it turns, like... because I think it's honestly the hardest when you're, like... you're, like, 16, 17, 18. That may be the hardest one that you've got to, like...
not get. Even close.
Yeah. Dude, you are just one raging ball
boner.
Of... yes, the entire time. Like, 75 to... 90% of my efforts at that age were just to even see some uptops. There's just no way. There's just no way. But I'm guessing if you could make it into, like, your 30s, right? Like,
yeah, I think... well, for... are you talking female or male?
Yeah, I can't speak on the females. I'm just speaking like, if I could make it to like mid 30s and you had never done it, maybe 100%. That would start to, that's like the other side of the hill.
100%.
They get into the 40s, you watch golf a lot.
Yeah, you don't even
like,
care. Hell, I don't even do it. Hell, I'm pretty much celibate.
Just taking naps a lot.
I don't even care.
Like,
whatever.
Hiya!
But making it through your teens? God.
Yeah, there's just... there'd be no way, really.
No.
Can you imagine that? Well, I guess there is a way, because don't some people take the vow at young ages, and they are not allowed?
The lady that I did the Vatican tour with, she was like, I think she said 6 or 7. She dedicated her life, and she's been married to the Lord ever since. So I believe, you know, and she had to be in her 60s. Rose, she was a lovely woman. And I'm guessing Rose is straight and narrow. Although, like, if Rose had strayed a couple times, like, no one would know.
Well, I'd also like to ask an uncomfortable question, if I may, while we're on the topic.
Shocking.
Well, if you're, you know, I don't know, 13, 14.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well,
this isn't going to be good.
What happens when you have the inadvertent?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
that doesn't
matter.
No, you didn't do anything. You just woke up and you're like, that's not my fault. That's, you okay. know.
All right,
you know what? That's devil's little trickster right there. That's all that is.
Devil.
Yeah. Okay. It's like how the devil put dinosaurs on the earth. This is a little, he's a little trickster, you know, just giving you a little.
So that's okay.
That's called the devil tickle. Or what that is.
You don't tell anybody about it.
I think you're just, you know, you're properly shamed, and then you realize, you know, your body's disgusting, and then you suppress that deep down, and you never ever talk about it again.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
that's how they get you.
I was raised in a church where that abstinence is like they preach it. I mean, like, you had to sign a waiver when you went to college saying that you weren't going to do it. And I am fascinated at, and I often wonder how many people at that university actually followed it. Because, like, that's what you're supposed to, and the Mormon Church is kind of known for that. But none of the people that I hung out with actually did it. So I have, like, a...
Actually followed it
or followed
did it?
Everyone I knew, you know...
They would do it.
They would do it. Yeah. I mean, like, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
It's all I wanted.
All horned up
exactly.
In college.
Yes. So everyone loved... Like, so a lot of the people like to pretend that they were following the rules. No one that I hung out with followed any of the rules. But I do know there are people that do, and I would love to know what's an accurate count. Like, what percentage? And I have no idea what that is. Couldn't tell you.
According to what's the search engine? Is it Quora?
You know? Yeah, I know what you speak. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Q-U whatever.
Yeah, Q-U-O-R-A.
Yeah.
They have a thread. How common is it for unmarried BYU students to have shush? And they says it's this answer is it's very rare. I'd say maybe 1-5%.
Oh, that's a horse crap. Yeah. That's
I don't know who that is. But.
That is so. Yeah. That I was only hanging out with 1-5% of the student body. Because, look, there's a lot of...
I have an actual study.
Okay.
Now, this is from 1954.
Oh, that does.
What?
1954?
Yes. Premarital sex at BYU, how common is it? A 1954 internal study estimated that 14% of students... had sex before marriage.
And if that's in 1954,
yeah.
You're
probably looking at 40-50%?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's dude, the number of people that tried to tell me that, like, oh, I don't, and then you're like, oh, you do. You just like to say that you don't. Like, there's a whole weird subculture back there. And I know there are people that do follow that, but if it was 14% in 1954, we're up in the 30s or 40s at least.
Well, RIP, Sister Jean.
Did she get to do it now that she's in heaven?
Yanked from us way too soon at the tender age of 106.
I would assume that when you go to heaven, you get to do it. And maybe she gets to do it, like, in a cool way because, you know, she was so good here on Earth. Maybe she gets, like, maybe Patrick Swayze's waiting for her or something.
So I've got this big Long John Silver's headline here. I'm serious. It's a big... Did you see what happened?
No. I did not
you
see...
You did?
I did not see the latest on Long John Silver's. I did drive by a Red Lobster today, though. And I had
this, all close.
And I had this thought. There's a... No, the one in Vancouver is rocking and rolling. I literally drove by it and was like, there's a Red Lobster still standing? Go inside, get some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, no, it's real. Long John Silver's... has changed its tune.
I didn't know those were still around.
They are. That's next. Here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get a quick Schultzy vibe check. They're at break. Schultzy.
I'm shaking. I'm literally shaking over here.
It's getting intense. All right, so they're in the top of the sixth. And Javi Baez just singled off of, well, he actually doubled, but he hits it into the gap off of George Kirby. So they brought out George Kirby to start the sixth with the idea that Kerry Carpenter, who hits George Kirby well, there's no way they're going to, and he's a lefty, there's no way they're going to let Kirby stay in to see Carpenter for a third time.
Yeah.
So Spire is going to, they're making the change now. Spire is going to pitch to Carpenter, lefty on lefty. But Baez stretched the single into a double. And controversially, his helmet fell off and his Jerry curl was almost tagged out.
I mean, the tag was there and it missed it by.
Missed him.
The closest thing. And if anything would have been touched, it would have been the Jerry curl.
Yeah.
And I asked the question, if you touch someone in the hair but not the head, if it grazes the curl, is he out?
I think he's out.
Yeah, and so, I did check. Hair is considered a part of a player's body. So, yes, you tag
so
the hair.
If that activator was a little more in there and that curl you know, was out, like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
So does his barber get a little
love for keeping that thing
for
tight?
Keeping that thing tight, huh?
Keep that lettuce tight.
Yeah, that curl is tight. If that curl's a little looser, if that's a little wetter curl, come you on, know, babe. That activator's working overtime, then that thing could have been out. Wouldn't that be something? You got tagged out because of your curl.
Well, it's getting intense.
Who's the dirty white trash guy for the Phillies?
Brandon Marsh.
Brandon Marsh. That guy's a liability on the base path. You could tag the beer or his greasy ass hair. Uh oh.
It's true.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Schultz's left the room.
Schultz's up with his. Okay, so let me describe him. He got up.
I'm ahead.
So Kerry Carpenter hit a home run.
Yeah.
It is now 2-1 Tigers. I think we just got a big F bomb from Schultz in there. Yeah. Boy, he looks sad and mad.
I thought he left the room.
Now he's throwing his hands up in despair. His head is buried in his right hand. He's waving us off as if to say, stop talking. I don't know what to do right now.
I don't know.
It's only the sixth inning, Schultzy, and you're only down one run. Calm down.
There's time.
But by the way, Spire sucks. Can you get his ass out of there? Jesus.
There's time. Schultzy, it's going to be all right, buddy.
That Carpenter guy.
It's going to be all right.
It's the second time in 2 days the same pitcher's been owned. What
yeah.
the?
Yeah,
what the hell are we doing?
Well, you want the lefty on lefty matchup?
Yeah. You do. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Oh,
gonna
what a play by Suarez! Wow, this is great. You guys want to listen to us watch the game? So Schultz gets up. He's walking. He's now pacing. He's pacing aimlessly. He's screaming.
He doesn't know what to do. He's a man without a country right
Deep
now.
Deep breath.
This hurts. This guy's... Man, this is my team. Like, this is...
It's not over. Calm down.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good right now, though.
Well...
All right, we got it
in
out.
In fairness, it probably shouldn't. Well, but
I appreciate it.
You gotta be all right.
You're going to need more than one run.
We're going to get through this together. And unless you get scoobled over the next couple innings and he goes a complete game.
Can I go home? Like, damn. This
well, we only got 17
minutes. We're close. Yeah,
you're just about done.
I'm okay. In my feels.
How about if I give you some Long John Silver's news to cheer you up?
Yeah, I need the Long John Silver's. Maybe Schultz would like a three-piece, like maybe like a nice shrimp basket. Would that do anything for you?
Yeah, give me a little surf and turf combo from Long John Silver's.
Well, yeah, so that's something? What that's the news.
Really?
What?
56-year-old fast seafood restaurant Long John Silver's has opted to update its brand to Surf and Turf.
Oh!
Famous for its old-fashioned fry baskets, LJS has dropped the golden fish emblem from its logo, and instead, it is now a chicken.
What?
They are serving chicken.
They're serving the chicken?
It's chicken.
They're serving
the fish
chicken.
Of the land?
Yes. Well, they have a chicken on. It's Long John Silver's, established 1969, but they no longer have the old logo, the new logo. It is a chicken, and it says under the Long John Silver's logo, it says chicken plus seafood.
Wow. So basically, they're no longer a seafood restaurant. They realize that no one is clamoring for fish.
Well, and they said in their press release that the fast food world is blowing up over chicken.
Yeah.
So they're just going where the people are. The people want the chicken. They want the fast food chicken.
I mean, let's be honest. No one's getting a fish switch, right?
Like, no. I mean, if you think about it, fast food fish.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
That is not. How are they even a thing?
No one is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw someone eating fast food fish. I mean, I guess like Seattle has like Ivers. Like that's probably the closest thing like you're getting to that. But like locally, where do you even get fast food fish?
Long John Silver's.
Is there a Long John Silver's here? Ooh, I looked it up. We got two.
Where?
There's one in Hillsboro.
Oh.
One in Troutdale.
Okay.
So indeed.
Opposite ends of the.
Although to be fair, they're Taco Bell's with
a
Long John Silver.
They do that whole thing. Actually, A&W, I think, is part of it, too.
My college apartment was right around the corner from that Long John Silver Taco Bell combo. That was a regular spot for me. It's funny.
And in Washington, you got to go to Richland. We got one. In Oregon and Washington combined, there's three Long John Silvers. Well, but something tells me, and I'm sure our roving reporters will let us know. I'm guessing that is literally, when you show up to it, it's a Taco Bell, and then in a little corner, they're like, oh, by the way, you can get some fish.
If you want to know.
Do they have a good chicken? Do they make a good bird?
Well, that remains to be seen. But I think it's a smart move, honestly.
Yeah. No, the fish thing's played out.
Yeah.
But why not just change your name then and stop being Long John Silver's?
Well, you got 50 years of history there.
Yeah, but...
And you still are offering the crappy fast food frozen fish fillets for $2.
Boy, you...
So I want to tell you about my childhood.
At Long John Silver's?
Well, we lived about a mile and a half from a Long John Silver's.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
When I think of Salina, like when I think of where Long John Silver's would flourish... I think of the all-American city that is Salina, Kansas.
No question.
Yeah.
It was right on the corner of Crawford. No. Yeah, Ohio and Crawford. Main thoroughfare in Salina. Just down the street from it was a McDonald's. And I can assure you that even as a young boy in Salina, Kansas, I refused to eat at Long John Silver's. It was always a fight between my brother and I. I have an older brother.
He wanted to
Dude, he loved Long John Silver's, and I loved McDonald's.
Yeah.
So it became a battle that my mom had to just settle by saying, you guys are going to have to rotate. And then I would get so mad. The only thing I would eat at Long John Silver's when we had to go there, because it was my brother's pick, was the stupid hush puppies. That's all I would eat. I refused to eat the Long John Silver's chicken. Seafood.
Yeah, no shrimp, no nothing.
Oh, gross. No.
I loved it.
So even 9-year-old me knew.
I just picture little Rob with a rat tail just throwing a hissy fit.
Oh, I hated
it. At the Long John Silver's.
I couldn't. The smell of a Long John Silver's made me sick to my stomach. I can still smell it. So gross.
I will tell you this. I don't know if I've ever been to a Long John Silver's. I don't think I've ever walked into one. When we were kids, we were a Skipper's family. If we wanted...
We didn't have that.
Yeah. If we wanted fast fish, we'd go to Skipper's. And my go-to at Skipper's was the clam chowder. To this day, and I'm sure now it's been years, I don't know if there is a Skipper's. But in my mind, Skipper's has amazing clam chowder.
So I can update you on the Skipper's
locations. Oh, yeah. You teased this earlier.
I did. So Skipper's, oh God, it was maybe 5 or 10 years ago. They changed from the actual stand-up store model to basically being kind of like a go-to option at gas stations or airports or little quick places, you know, where people are in and out. So if you Google Skipper's, you can find them as a part of like a little truck stop.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You're right.
They are around.
There are a bunch of them.
Yeah. Interesting.
But they're all in other, they're not standalones.
Yeah. I think I broke my headphones, by the way. They're all buzzy.
It happens.
So it's not a real Skipper's. It's just...
No, it is Skipper's Seafood.
Same food.
It's Skipper's Seafood and Chowder, but they've done away with their stores, and they've moved into, like, truck stops and crap.
There's one in Puyallup.
Yeah.
No, there's an actual location.
Oh, there is one?
In Puyallup, there is still...
Wow.
By the way, say something that's like Troutdale, Puyallup. Like, it, yeah, there is an actual still Skipper's.
It gets 3.6 stars on Google.
I kind of want to. I want some Skipper's clam chowder. Where's
go
the
up there.
Where's the closest one?
You just said Puyallup.
No,
Puyallup.
But one of the.
Oh, one of the. Oh, they're all over. Like, looks like there's one.
Woodland.
No, that's the. Oh my god. Okay.
There's one in Woodland.
Yes, but that's an actual Skipper's. This is. Looks like the closest is going to be Portland. What? Never mind.
I want some Skipper's clam chowder.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. There aren't as many as I thought.
Mm.
Google Maps didn't.
Yeah, and I don't know what you're talking about, dude. The one in Woodland is literally in a gas station. So it's like, I'm like.
Okay. Maybe it is Woodland. You might be right.
I think it is.
Well, dude, I mean, I used to live in the center. Time to make the drive. So I just rock into a gas station. I'm like, hey. I'm here for the chowder.
Skipper's Seafood and Chowder House permanently closed.
Yeah.
McGrath's.
Yeah.
There's one down in.
It's not
closed.
McGrath's is too highbrow. I want me some Skipper's. So basically, what we're being informed is no one wants fast food fish. Nobody.
Yeah. The only one open is Woodland.
Oh my god.
Got to go up there.
When I was in college, one of my roommates, Isaac Herring, who is a giant human being, he shut down an all-you-can-eat Skipper's. They capitulated to him. Went in for an all-you-can-eat fish and shrimp. And I did not get it. I just got like a two-piece in a shrimp basket. He got the all-you-can-eat, and it was fairly late. And he ate so much that they came out, like they closed at like 9. They came to him like 8:45 and said, we don't want to open up more fish. Like, we're closing down. And he was like, still hungry. And they gave him the rest of the clam chowder that they had in, like, the big thing. And then they gave him a set of commemorative, like, Skipper's bowls.
Hell yeah.
And they sent him on his way. He broke the all-you-can-eat Skipper's. He ate all the fish that they had.
All right, we got to run. We got to go. Because we're going to be, at this point, we're giving people bonus radio, and we can't have that.
That's right out.
I mean, Schulte needs to get home and cry. Okay, we'll wrap it up next on the fan. So Tarik Skubal just struck out Cal Raleigh. It's getting intense.
Yeah, it's.
They're
it's
headed something. To the seventh.
Pray for Schulte.
2-1 Tigers. Now the good news is Skubal's at 100 pitches, so I don't know how much longer he'll go, but
can Schulte make it home though? Like, or
yeah, what are you
going to
do?
Are you sitting in the studio and watching this?
I think I'm going to try to run home. My wife's watching it with bated breath too. I'd like to watch the end with her.
Yeah,
so
get home. All right,
don't break anything, man.
Yeah, God bless you.
Appreciate
I want you
guys.
To know you are loved. Okay,
yes. I love you guys too.
No matter what happens,
thanks,
we're rooting for you.
Thank you.
Hey, you have fun in Portugal.
Should be a good trip. I hope.
Yeah, that's great.
Knock on wood. Hopefully, they don't get trafficked.
Schulte and I are back next week. Okay, be with us Monday, 3 to 7 on the fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.